Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 34. It's a very beautiful scripture and a beautiful covenant that God made with Israel. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Another translation says, I will forgive their wickedness and I will never again remember their sins. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, have you ever, watched your children play with an etch-a-sketch where, they draw something and they wipe it out clean and they draw again and they write again and they play with it again and again? If they make a mess of the picture, all they have to do is just turn it over and erase it. And then they can start all over again. That's how God handles the mistakes you have made. He wipes the slate clean. I will remember their sins no more. This has to be one of the most wonderful statements in the Holy Bible. That God forgets. Hallelujah. God forgets. If you can repeat, God forgets. When we admit our sins and ask God to forgive us, He cancels our past. He chooses to forget our wrongs, errors, and failures. Even if we died tonight, stood before God in heaven and asked Him about a sin we committed yesterday, He would say, "What sin?" When you deny your sin, you deny God the joy of forgiving you. When you try to excuse your sin, God permits the consequences to become so painful that you will want to turn from it. But the beautiful thing is, when you confess your sin, I like what Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. When you confess your sin, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And I like the beautiful story of the prodigal son. When he broke his father's heart in Luke chapter 15, 17 to 18, you can read the whole chapter. It's a beautiful story of a son who was lost and he'd returned back. He had squandered his inheritance and he broke his father's heart and ended up in a pig pen, if you remember the story, right? But his comeback is a fantastic story that you must ponder on. And his turnaround began with these words. What did he say? In Luke 15, 17 to 18, he says, when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned. Hallelujah. What did he say? Father, I have sinned. And what his father did for him, God will do for you today. My dear brothers and sisters, our pride can blind us. Our pride can cause us to live in a place of sin, of turmoil, of chaos, of pain, of sorrow. But when we confess our sin, God will forgive us and heal us and restore us back into His rightful place of communion and of fellowship. Amen? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's say thank you, Lord Jesus. Abba Father, we are so, so grateful to You for Your loving kindness and tender mercies upon our lives. Abba Father, when, Lord, we repent of our sin and when we confess our sin to You, O Lord God Almighty, do not even remember it. You forgive and You forget, a quality that, Father, we need to embrace and to imbibe in the name of Jesus. O Father, give us that grace. Give us the grace not only to forgive, but also to forget and move forward and move on and continue to build and to do the work of the ministry that You have given us. continue in our call that you have placed over our lives, because our call to us is unique to each and every one of us. Therefore, I pray, give us the grace to overcome any and every form of offense, any and every form of sin, and any and every form of pride. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives before your presence, O God, and say, forgive us and help us, O Lord God Almighty, to move on with you for the glory of your name. Lord God Almighty, I also pray, give us the grace to forgive our offenders who have offended us. And Lord God Almighty, to practice what you have called us to do, O Father, to do the works of God. Give us the grace, Lord. And Father, let the name of Jehovah be alone glorified. Yes, your word has said, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, bless them. Be with them. Keep them from the enemy. Father, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing of God to flow into their bodies, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. And we vow to give you the glory for every miracle and every healing that you perform in our midst, O Father. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.